Are you a cake maker running a business or a business owner making cakes? Hi, I'm Sammy.
Hi, I'm Bronya, and welcome to the Business of Cake Making. Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of the Business of Cake Making. This week we were meant to have a guest on, but we had technical issues, so we haven't got a guest. So you've got us.
Yay!
but we have decided to talk about how we're getting on in the middle of COVID-19 lockdown, how things have progressed, how we see other people changing and progressing. And also when we had Katie from Malarkey Cakes and Lex on, we asked them about how they saw the industry after COVID-19. So we're going to put that at the back end of the episode for you.
That makes sense.
So it's just us.
Yay. We're amazing.
So you've started making cakes again, haven't you?
I have.
Or did you stop?
I stopped during the main part of lockdown, but now we're coming out of it. I've said yes to some cakes, and I've taken an order for July, which is in the diary. And I've just had a text actually whilst we've been chatting before the podcast from somebody else saying that she'd like a cake as well for June. But I've had to take a little night job 3 nights a week at Morrison's. So I was a bit, should I carry on doing cakes, or should I just top up the income working at Morrison's? So we're just going to play it by ear for the next couple of weeks. If I get lots of cakes orders, I'm going to knock Morrison's on the head, because I'd much rather do cakes.
Decide what you want to do the most.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you want to do shopping for other people, or do you want to make cakes?
Yeah, I want to make cake. But yesterday my oven was being a bit temperamental. So Mark has to have a look at it. So maybe it's not such a bad thing that we're having a quiet week or two so that he can order the parts for it.
And refix it.
Yeah, again.
See, I haven't stopped making cakes.
No.
But I haven't done anything. Well, you can't do anything big, really, can you?
No.
So most of mine, I think the last couple of weeks, I've done lots and lots of little 5-inch and 6-inch cakes.
Uh-huh.
Which I think are really quite cute. Nice.
I'd like a 5-inch cake. I wouldn't mind that. I could eat that all in one go.
I think it's nice because people can... cake for one. I just think it's quite nice that people can still have a birthday cake and still make it special.
Yeah.
But not have to have masses and masses. I just keep saying they're just the thing, and they're just very trendy at the moment.
Yeah.
Orange cakes.
I think they're really not. And they're perfect for lockdown. Nice and simple.
Yeah.
You can share it with your family. Not.
Little lockdown cakes for little lockdown celebrations.
Yeah.
I haven't, because I was doing bake yourself kits. No, not bake it.
Bake brownies.
I can't remember what I called them, but they were kits for other people to take away. So I had all, because initially no one could get any ingredients anywhere. But all the kids were at home wanting to bake, and it was perfect for my village that they all kind of went, yeah, just give me enough ingredients for one set of brownies or one set of Rocky Road. But I haven't done so many of them because I think people are now getting their own ingredients.
Yeah, but the only thing I am struggling to get is caster sugar, because I really don't have the space anymore. I've got my massive bag of icing sugar and my massive bag of flour. I can't get a massive bag of caster sugar because I really don't have any more cupboards. So we've just been buying it as and when we can find it. So that's our next exciting thing to find, is caster sugar, because this weekend I am doing some cream tea boxes with scones, clotted cream, and we're putting sandwiches and cake and flapjack in them as well. So
I got caster sugar from Macro. And I think I got a 5-kilo bag. I didn't have to get a 25-kilo bag.
So
might be worth looking.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to shifty some cupboards around in the studio, in the cake studio, and see if I can make another cupboard, because it would just just filled with huge bags of stock. Because everything
else, you don't have to buy it for a little while. Nothing goes off, does it? It's not going to go off for a little while. So
no, that's right. And I had a little glimmer of hope today, a little sparkle that made me feel really happy. My bride I have a wedding for November. She's full on. She's paid her deposit for the next instalment, and she's really like, yeah, I'm not cancelling my wedding. It's November. It will be fine.
Nice. That would be so, so nice. I've got one in September that hasn't changed theirs yet.
Have you?
I don't think that'll happen, but I think October and November might happen. Yeah. That'd be nice.
I've got four brides who have rebooked their wedding for August.
I had one that went July to August, and now they've booked July next year.
Have they?
Yeah, so she changed this week.
I'm just waiting for her to come back to me. And I still have had people book for September, but I'm feeling a lot more confident about September.
Okay.
Even if they turn around and said that the wedding's not going to be as big as it previously was, I'm quite happy to alter the design of the cake and make it smaller. Because at the end of the day,
they can get married.
Yeah, it's a happy day. You don't want them to go, well, the cake maker was a complete bitch.
Yeah, everyone else was lovely, but that bloody cake, geez.
So I want to be the one on top, everyone going, oh my god, Sammy is the best.
So do you think you've changed what you're doing at all? Obviously we haven't been making cakes. I know after our last few podcasts, I've really looked at like my niche market. I've really been looking at Pinterest and my ideal client. Have you been doing any of that?
Yeah, it's funny actually. Morning when I woke up, the first thing I did was I went on Pinterest and I started pinning how to find out what my ideal client is, or let them know what my brand is. I'm really enthused of I'm going to be a new woman on the other side of lockdown. I probably won't. I will probably still be my slapdash here all
but
over.
You've come out more knowledgeable. You've come out with more learning.
Yeah, I've learned. By doing these podcasts, it's like you've given me an extension of a schoolroom, and it's made me actually go, oh, wow, I've never even thought about doing this. I never thought, that I needed help. I was invincible. I could do the whole lot. But no, I need Pinterest and I need Instagram and Facebook. especially Lex and Fleming, Lex Fleming, yeah. Katie from Lucky Cakes, amazing. Just open my eyes.
Down.
Yeah, definitely.
Before we start recording, we were talking about pivoting businesses, and I think this podcast has been a bit of a pivot because we weren't going to do this weekly.
No,
this was never going to be a weekly thing. And I think by doing this, it's making us really think, and I hope our listeners is making them think while they're in lockdown, what else they could be doing to change and improve their business.
Because there's so many people who are feeling overwhelmed as well. By you get a lot of posts all saying, wow, what are you going to do to change yourself on the other side of lockdown? Yeah. How are you going to be better? But I found that at the very beginning of lockdown, I had a meltdown and I was like, I can't cope with this. I'm going to come out of lockdown and I'll have just slept the entire time.
But you didn't. You woke up. It was fine. You got out of bed.
Yeah, and it's been lovely. I've been looking at things with a new light. I have gone through so many of my storage drawers and things like that, and I've gone, I don't need this. I'm never going to use it. I'm clearing it out. Let's get rid of it. Let's concentrate.
So
let's concentrate on what you want to do, what you want to focus on, which is what I'm doing, but in a slow, casual, not a frantic way, which is quite nice.
Yeah, because I've got hundreds and hundreds of like impression mats and cookie cutters and all that. I don't want to use them. I don't want to make cakes that
That's
I need
right.
them for.
That's right. And the cookie cutters.
And it makes me feel like I don't need to keep hold of all of them.
Right.
Yeah, just cutters. And it's just like, oh, I don't need
I know
this.
How many you have got because I used to work with you in the shop. And you gave me loads as well back then. Back in the day. So I've gone through them and I've gone, yes, I want wedding cookie cutters, but I don't want 15 gingerbread men, a lorry and an elephant. I didn't have an anchor for ages and I actually ordered one, but now I've got three.
Because you never want to make a cake with an anchor on it ever again.
Though next year, sadly, one of the weddings that has been postponed from this year to next year is amazing. It's a sad, I'll whisper it so nobody can hear. It's a sand castle cake and I'm so excited about it. But I don't think the anchor will go on there, but I could put one on that's washed up on the shore.
We were talking about pivoting businesses, weren't we, and how people are changing. And I've seen loads of people doing, you were talking about cream teas, treat boxes, cakes by post, all sorts of things. So tell us about your cream teas.
So my friend asked me to do one because I'd never done one before as a package from here. And she asked me to do one for one of our other friends. So I thought, well, I'm going to do a few, see how it goes. And then not do them all the time, but make a special day, a special event, so that I can, if somebody does want them, and I can bake four at the same time, as opposed to baking one. And it's just not profit worthy doing it that way. And then I have plain scones, fruit scones, flapjacks, lemon drizzle cake, which I've made. It's very delicious. I have classics. Had a slice. And egg and cress sandwiches.
Oh, you are so classy. See, we didn't do any of that in the shop. It was whatever we had in the fridge.
Yeah,
wasn't
that's right.
Cheese
that's
and pickle. Right. None of this egg and cress.
So, and on wholemeal seeded bread as well. So,
you are so going to be very nice.
And I've made sure as well that I had all the packaging to go in it as well. Because when you're going to treat yourself, you're going to have this yummy thing delivered to you, you open it up, you want it to look wow.
Yeah, so I've bought
I've bought really cute little paper serviettes and paper bags, try to do it as environmentally friendly as possible. I don't know if I should say this on here, but you know the goo puddings that come in? I decided I wasn't going to buy the loads of plastic tubs, so we've been eating a lot of goo puddings.
Oh, that's a shame.
Just so that I can get the glass jars. And I've got some material and I'm going to cut out lovely little covers to go on the top of them, so it looks all traditional and pretty and nice inside.
Oh, I can't wait to see your photos on Instagram.
Yes, so yeah,
I think everyone should go and look at Sammy's pictures on Instagram, which is Daisy Cake Company _Romsey, and wait for her cream tea photos to come up.
Well, you've put the pressure on now.
No pressure. But I mean, I've seen also other people really pivoting with learning experiences as well, haven't they? Loads and loads of courses.
There's just been so many. Well, there was the one that I made a point of watching was Cake International the whole weekend. So normally we'd have been going up to London to Alexandra Palace. Is that where they were having it this year, or was it in the other
place? I think it was the XL. XL this year. But obviously XL is currently a hospital, isn't
Yes.
it?
Yes, that's right.
We don't want to go there.
No. So Cake International did the whole weekend, Friday and Saturday. It was all of the people who were going to be exhibiting or giving tutorials at Cake International.
So good.
And they did it online. I watched every single one. I learnt so much. It was brilliant. I learnt things that I didn't know and I should have known. So I really enjoyed it.
So they are repeating it as well, aren't they? They're doing it again.
Yes. And that is, I looked it up, on the 27th.
Listen to you,
rustling my paper. 27th and the 28th of June. So and they're really good as well, and it just flows nicely, and they have a little break in between each session, so you can go and get another packet of crisps or a piece of cake or a cup of tea. Yeah. And I really recommended it as well. Who else?
Wait, before we came on air, if that's what you say, do you say on air with the podcast? But we made a whole list of other things, haven't we, that you can catch up on and learn.
Yes.
During lockdown, some are charged, some aren't charged. Some are for free and some have got a charge on them.
Mm.
So there's loads and loads of free bake-alongs.
Oh my god, yes, you must watch Bronya's Thursday afternoon at 3 live baking session. It's brilliant.
Bake along in my in my little kitchen, off I go and bake. So I've been doing that since lockdown, and I get regulars on there,
yeah.
And I get pictures of people that have, and because of that, I've actually decided I quite like teaching baking, so I might pivot my business a little bit and do some online baking courses.
Well, you're
as well.
Really good at it. You're really confident. So I really enjoy.
I quite like doing it.
Yeah, I think that's a good
idea. I mean, there's quite a few. There's one that I quite enjoy watching, which is called Bread Ahead, and they're bread bakers, and they do Instagram lives baking, mm-hmm. which is really good.
Now, I'm terrible with names, but you're going to help me out here because you'll know who it is. I watched cake painting. Can't get my words out.
Is that Emily Hankin?
Yes, thank you. I knew you'd know. And that also was very good. And I have done, I did a flamingo for the cake that I'm doing this weekend. And I've painted my flamingo, not much, but using techniques nice. That she showed me. And it, yeah. And I'm, it's like opened a whole new world for me. So yeah, I'm very excited.
Was that part of the Cake Flicks thing, or was that separate?
That was a separate thing, I believe. Okay. I'm not sure.
Of course, we should mention Cake Flicks because we've got some great guests coming up. Yes. We're not going to tell you who the guests are, but the next few things that we're going to talk about might actually hint to it. But yeah, so Cake Flicks have got a TV channel at the moment. Which is amazing because they do like a daily schedule, and they've actually released it as a schedule, and Paul Bradford sits down and does links between all the demonstrations, and I think that's on their Facebook page and on the Cake Flicks website.
Yeah,
so that's really good.
The content for Cake Flicks is amazing. There is just so yes. much. Well, while we've been chatting, I went in and had a look. It's just so much of you yeah. see it and you think, oh, I want to learn that. Oh, I want to do that. Oh, so yeah, it's very yeah. interesting.
You can come out of this with so, so much knowledge. The other thing, the other one that I got literally 2 minutes before I sent the link for the podcast, Sammy, was Hannah from The Cake Illusionist has started her I've lost it now. She's going to start an online sculpted cake school.
Mm.
So I think that'd be, because that's who I learned to do my structured and sculpted cakes with, was Hannah from The Cake Illusionist. So I would recommend that. I think it's paid, but.
Oh, do you know what, though? I think with something like that, you'd be silly not to to take her up on something like that, because it's yeah. brilliant. She's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been doing some live freebies on a Sunday night. If you go onto her Facebook page, I think they're all saved on her Facebook page.
I've just recently watched one that you sent me.
Did I?
Of her. Yeah, or you told me about it.
Okay.
And I've gone to my husband, my new team member. I've gone, saying, come on, watch this. And you can, when you go to B&Q, you'll know what you've got to buy me.
You'll know what hardware I need.
Yeah. And my description of, you know, those long wire things, he will know, oh, she means one of these. So, yeah. The Cake Illusionist, Hannah, she's so easy to listen to. It's not hard at all. She's just really down to earth.
She makes it, it's really accessible, isn't it? You know exactly what she's talking about. But what's really good about her is that she knows that you're running a business.
Yeah,
and that's what was really good, is that she's not going at it from a everything has to be perfect. She goes at it from a this is what it has to look like, but you still need to make money, so you still need to be able to find ways that is quicker or easier.
Yeah.
So that's what I found really. That's what I find really really useful with her, is that, you know, she knows you're running a business.
Yeah.
And therefore you have to find ways of not spending 5 hours to do something that you could take 1 hour to do.
Yeah. Yeah, because you'll make more money that way.
Yeah, exactly. Time is money, darling.
Time is money.
the other thing that obviously we had Katie from Malarkey Cakes on episode something or other.
Three or four.
Yeah, something like that. She's got her own cake school, and tying in with the last episode about Pinterest, she has just released on Malarkey Cake School a Pinterest mini course.
I think that's just something I'm going to be dipping into.
Yeah, I think that's really she's not pivoted her business, but she's kind of really stuck to her guns with her course during lockdown, because obviously her school, because obviously that's what, you know, she can do. So she's been putting a lot of effort into her cake school.
Yeah. And she's, I think she's done it really well, because you can tell she's worked very hard on it. I love the layout of it as well.
Yeah. Really easy to work around.
Mention each person, I'm going into their Facebook page. So that I know, yes, it does.
So that all the tabs are open on your computer, you know where to go.
Yeah, no, I've got my phone and my computer, because I've not touched my laptop, because we will run into technical issues.
In case it all goes pop, yeah. And the last one that I've seen is for members of the British Sugarcraft Guild, who I know we've said before, a little bit like the WI of the sugarcrafting world.
Yeah.
But they have so got on board with technology and are doing their meetings by Zoom.
I think that is pretty brilliant for the British Sugar Guild. And I was a member up until last year, but I was just too busy and I couldn't go to anything. That's why I stopped. But I think they're brilliant.
Their classes are so good, aren't they?
Yeah. Who was that chap we went and saw?
The amazing flower man. I can't remember what his name is.
He is brilliant. I'm terrible with names.
Yeah, but he was absolutely astounding. And just that's part of your membership with the British Sugarcraft Guild.
Right.
But yeah, they're doing Zoom meetings. And by that, because I'm a member still, and they email links, and I could join a meeting in the north of England somewhere, because it's on Zoom now.
Really?
Which is really good.
That sometimes the other, because it's all in counties, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some of the other counties would do something and you think, wow, I really want to do that.
Why am I not living there? Yeah, so I can join. Every so often I get like a link says we're going to be doing this, this and this. If you want to join, email us and we'll send you the Zoom link.
I'd be interested if you have a look at it, go and watch one, see what it's like. That would be quite interesting.
Yeah. I might join one. I might see if I can join one. Should. And report back.
Please do.
So I think that's all the biggies that we found. I mean, there's loads out there, isn't there?
So many.
Lots of people are doing like Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives.
Yeah. There's so much. You can become bogged down if you don't know what you're looking for. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But keep focused.
But then I suppose if you're planning on having a day in front of Netflix on the sofa, just have a day in front of Cakeflix on the sofa instead.
See, I'd enjoy that a lot more.
Also, actually, something else that I'm going to flag up from Cakeflix, I noticed on their Facebook page, is that they are launching, and I don't know when this is going to happen, but I think it's probably going to be quite soon, because I think they said that they were going to do it fairly, they'd brought it forward quite quickly, was an online recognised qualification.
Oh my god, really?
So they're doing an actual, I can't remember what it's called, something like a mass, I can't remember, but I did notice on their Facebook page the other day that this qualification has actually been given the same recognition, it's been said it's the same level as an A level.
Really? That's another thing to say is there's a big cake community. There's lots of people who have their own little individual clubs, like Malarkey Cakes has got one, haven't they? What's it called?
Yes, yeah.
Which is also nice, because that I've made some really good cake friends by being on groups like this.
Yeah, and just if you need a bit of advice, just go and ask for a bit of advice. And so, anything else? Anything about next? Have you had any inquiries for next year?
I was listening to the radio, and a couple of times people have sent in messages saying, oh, I've just got engaged because of lockdown, blah, blah, blah. My boyfriend proposed. And I was thinking, I bet there's a lot of people who are going to be engaged because of lockdown. So, because times are different. Being in lockdown has made me and my husband even closer. So I'm sure there are many couples out there who are in the same position as us, and they're like, oh, we weren't thinking of getting married, but now we know our love is brilliant.
If we can get through this, we can get through anything.
Yeah. That's right, put a ring on it.
So therefore, we've got to make sure that we are always out there. Keep posting on social media. Keep posting on Pinterest. Keep in the public eye. Just don't disappear.
Yeah.
Even if it's just once a week. You know, you don't have to be doing daily, but even if it's just a week, once a week, just sort of like say, we're still here.
Yeah.
I think events are going to be, because I think, you know, I think they seem to be struggling to get people to have the confidence
to come
back out again.
Yeah.
So even if you've got a wedding booked, who's to say everyone's going to turn up to it?
No, that's right. And if you've paid a lot of money for a wedding venue and all of the meals and everything, your seat plan, and then half the guests don't turn up because they're afraid of getting COVID-19, it would be better to postpone it.
Postpone it, take the pressure off.
Yeah.
Well, with that, that's a very nice connection for us to listen to what Lex and Katie were saying about post-COVID-19. So we will leave you with that. Everything we've spoken about in this podcast, I will go through and try and get all the links and put them on the show notes. Mm-hmm. So if you go into the daisycakecompany.co.uk, click on podcast and there'll be all the show notes. So if you want links to Cake Flicks, Katie at Malarkey Cakes, British Sugar Craft Guild, all of this I'm going to put on the show notes so you can find it all. Okay, so are we done? I think we're done.
I think so, yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, and next episode we've got guests. I'm not going to tell you which guests we've got because we're not sure which order they're going to come in, but we've got some amazing guests lined up.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I know who they are. They're amazing.
I'm very excited and a little bit nervous.
No, don't be nervous. It'll be good. Right, so we're going to leave you with Katie and Lex and we will speak to you next time.
Bye.
This was first recorded with Katie Lake Volkoff from Malarkey Cakes just at the end of April.
We've got a couple of questions just about COVID-19 and thinking if this is going to change the world, because everyone keeps talking about going back to normal. What is normal? Is there ever going to be a normal again? Is it going to be a new normal? That kind of thing. So we just kind of wanted to get your take on it, really. So do you want to start us off, Sammy?
How has COVID-19 affected your business?
Well, hugely. I laugh because I'm nervous and I'm concerned. But I think one of the biggest things I'm trying to take out of this situation is that we can't control the bigger picture. So it's about trying to control what you can control. So I can't control, for example, the fact that weddings maybe won't happen for the foreseeable future. I think I've been living in a little bit of a state of denial / just focus on the online school and make myself busy kind of state. So I'm quite fortunate that I've had the online school semi-running already, and I've been building on that. But the wedding cake side of the business, I mean, I was just about to take on like a dream cake order, and I'm completely gutted now. It doesn't mean that I've lost it, but it's been, you know, postponed, delayed, whatever. And I was also, I think I was in the process of, you know, doing potentially my best year ever. So I'm gutted.
Yeah.
Naturally, I'm gutted. Things were going really, really well for me. But, you know, I think we have to see it from the point of view of course, we need to be safe. Of course, we need to be following the rules. And of course, it is out of our control. So, yeah, it's hugely affected me, definitely. But I'm really glad that I've got something that I can be working on alongside it to kind of buffer.
Do you think it's going to affect bookings in the future? Do you think it's going to change? I mean, obviously, everyone's postponing, which is making 2021 into one of the scariest busy years ever. Not necessarily one of the most profitable years, but, you know, one of the scariest. Do you think it will change how people book their weddings in the future?
I think that humans forget really easily. Yeah. And I think habit-wise, things eventually, I have no idea how long, but I do think that things eventually will get back to a reasonable normal as we knew it before. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think the world has changed because of this. I think people are going to be more wary that, you know, things can go wrong. But I don't know. I think really tricky to say. My husband's an economist, so he tells me all these things that I never would have even thought about. The reality of it is, how long is it going to take the wedding industry to go back to some kind of normal? Because they're gatherings of big of lots of people, big gatherings. Is that going to be one of the last things that, you know, comes back? So I've sort of been living in a little bit of a world of denial, perhaps, of it's fine. Well, you know, after September or whatever, things are going to be back to normal. But I don't know. I feel like I'm an optimist, and I have to live that way to keep myself going. Yeah. But I've got an economist here telling me, well, predicting this and assuming that.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
do you think that because of all of this, that the designs that are going to be coming out in the future are going to be different because of the COVID? Is it going to change styles?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if it will change styles necessarily. I think it might change weddings. I mean, I'm trying to think. It's really tricky to know, because weddings could either, you know, people could go nuts and be like, oh my God, we've just come through this ridiculously difficult time. I'm going to have a humongous wedding and I don't care how much I spend. Or on the flip side, is it going to go the other way? And how long is it going to take for people to have big weddings again, with relatives that can come in from all over the world and suppliers that can supply big cakes or big whatever? Don't know. Really, really tricky to tell. But I don't know if it will affect design. I think from a personal point of view, I've planned to spend the next few weeks like just in the zone in my little cake cave and just going all out with like new designs and new ideas. So if people get creative enough in this time, which it seems like they are, then potentially maybe things will get designs will change and people will be more creative.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Fresher, bit of fresh.
Let's hope so. I think the main thing for me is that I, like you guys, I work from home anyway. So on the one hand, it doesn't feel like things have massively changed for me.
No.
Other than that, I've got my husband here. We're really lucky because we get on really, really well. But in the beginning, it was like, get out of my workspace. So I think I realised that I do like my own space. I think I've just been able to sort of reasonably carry on like normal, but then of course you go outside and then you remember what's going on outside.
I keep saying I don't think I got out enough in as it was. This has not altered my life.
I'm the same. I don't mind sort of working from home by myself all day. I do find after a while though it does great, and I'm very grateful to go out and have meetings or obviously meet friends and family, which is what we can't do at the moment. But I do think the uncertainty of it all is sort of affecting me in ways that maybe I don't realise. So I haven't been sleeping as well. I haven't been as motivated as I normally would be. Yeah. And I've been eating a hell of a lot more. But that's the other reason I haven't been baking that much, because if we bake it, we eat it.
Well, thank you so much, Katie. Thank you so much. This was recorded when we spoke to Lex Fleming, and the recording we did with her was just at the beginning of May.
Oh,
Oh, God. Right. Should we talk about COVID-19 and this damn pandemic?
Can't bloody wait.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Right. Boom. Okay.
No, we're going to be positive about it.
Okay.
We're going to talk about positive outcomes.
Well, the first question is, how has it affected your business?
Yeah. Lex, how has COVID-19 affected your business?
How has it affected my business? So with Wedding Breakfast Club, I feel like we've pulled together. I feel like more than ever, we're a really strong community. We just have to do it online and not in person, which I guess slightly defeats the point of why I started Wedding Breakfast Club. But I think with the use of Zoom calls and Google Hangs and things like that, I feel like we're a community stronger than ever. Because we're all in there floundering, not knowing what we're meant to be doing. In terms of my photography, I was obviously due to start weddings sort of 2 weeks before the shutdown. Two weeks after the shutdown, sorry. So I have literally, I've had my whole season wiped. The good news is nearly all of them so far have postponed either to the end of the year or to next year. So again, it's why ideal clients are really important, because I want to shoot every single one of their weddings. I will bend over backwards to be able to shoot it for them. It just comes down to sort of like availability. But it's actually probably affected me as a business owner more than I could probably describe. I think it's made me question. It's made me question how I structure my finances. It's made me question how I structure my whole business, because I'm a limited company, and so there is absolutely no help for limited companies right now. So, yeah, it's made me realise that the government are not on my side. And I need to better protect my business going forward.
Right. It's also made you more aware that if it was on the other foot, if it was you that was ill, how would this would affect you if it was...
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty certain I had a mild form of COVID-19 right at the start.
Yeah.
I wasn't well for almost a month. And it did make me think, if these weddings go ahead, I don't think I can go and shoot these. But it reinforces for me why Wedding Breakfast Club is so important, because I knew that I could drop in there. I'm not well. Yeah. I need someone to shoot this wedding. And I would have 20, 30 incredible photographers to cover me.
Yeah.
And the same goes for, you know, we've got incredible cake makers in the pantry. We've got incredible suppliers. We're very, we are a strong team. So in that sense, it reaffirmed for me. Is reaffirmed a word?
We'll go with it, even if it's not.
Confirmed for me how awesome my community that I've surrounded myself is. And it's made me question. It's made me question quite a lot, more than I could probably describe right now.
Really?
I feel like I'm going through a real transition in my personal life, in the way I treat my business. I think the pandemic has made me realize that I am a workaholic, which for 10 years I've completely denied. And
it's made you stop. It's made you stop and think about it. Yeah.
And I haven't. I haven't stopped. Like, even when I think of the holidays I've had over 10 years, I'm still answering emails. I'm still like Instagramming on the beach. I've never actually stopped. And so 2 weeks ago, I had to take a break because I was like a hamster wheel. And it was, I wasn't sleeping. I was so anxious financially. And just stopping has made me appreciate what I've built a little bit more. I can see it from an outside point of view and not from right in the middle of it. So I'm going through a bit of a self-help stage.
Kind of positive.
I think when it first started, I just thought, are you absolutely joking me? Like, if we were Australia right now, we'd have just finished season and we'd be hibernating. fine. That's fine. I've made all my money for the year. I'm now in the hibernation stage of my business. I think it's the fact that it started, it literally hit like the weekend I was due to start having my balances paid, which is, that's been the stressful part. So that's been the negative for me. The positive is I probably speak to my friends more than I ever have.
Right, that's nice.
I feel like we're really...
As wedding suppliers, we ditch our friends in the summer, let's face it, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah. And also I moved away from my friends. You know, I now live an hour away from where I grew up. Mm. And so I only ever really saw my friends at home, like when I had a spare day, which was probably 3 or 4 times a year. Yeah. And now we've got regular bingo nights. We've got regular pub quiz nights. It's great. So in that sense, I've like really sort of reconnected with friends. And then business wise, it's really made me do really horrible tasks, like look at my contract again.
all the things we put off a million for.
Yeah.
Because we say we're too busy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. All the things in my business, I've been like, I'm too busy for that. Like SEO, website updates, everything I'm now focusing on for the next few months.
How do you think the pandemic will affect your bookings, wedding bookings for the future?
I think it is going to change my bookings because I specialise in London weddings and at the minute all registry offices are shut. So weddings for me can't be booked in. So I think there'll be an influx later this year. But I also wonder if it will change people's attitude towards weddings.
Okay, how's, in what way?
I feel like people may go for more simple weddings so that I think this is going to affect us emotionally more than we realise. I think people are going to not invest in as much for their weddings in fear of this happening again next year. Mm-hmm. And so it will be easier to postpone or cancel weddings if they didn't have loads of this other shit involved, which is a big worry of mine because we're all luxury.
Yeah.
All of us are a luxury business. So that concerns me. But then the other part of me goes, it's essentially a photographer is someone that documents memories. And whilst we're all sat in our houses, we're all desperately dreaming of that first reunion, that first barbecue, the, you know, the next wedding. Everyone's looking forward to that, and I hope that people are appreciating photography a lot more. Mm-hmm. Like I've had a huge increase in family photo shoots that are like, I want to book this in as soon as it's lifted so that I can
really
see my
fantastic
friends. Yeah, people are spending it on all sorts of ways. So I think there'll be an increase in kind of realizing what's valuable to us. And actually, I could be completely wrong and people are going to go absolutely crazy for their weddings because it's going to be the first time they see 40% of their friends and family.
Yeah.
I think with this, I mean, you've kind of, you said it earlier, but like, I think we've been given this really strange part of history. I don't want to use the word unprecedented because I'm sick of it.
And who's to say it's not going to happen again next year?
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like we've been given this piece of history, and when I'm 80, what do I want to retell whoever is listening what I did during this pandemic? And I don't want to say I worked every single day, I cried every single day about money, when we are going to pull through this, whether we're having loans or we're borrowing money from friends and family or we've got grants, whatever it is, we will get through this. We are inevitably going to come out better people. I really don't see anyone coming out of this worse, like personality wise. I think it's teaching us all quite a lot.
Yeah, I think it's teaching us all a lot of patience and a lot of understanding. Yeah.
And to reevaluate everything as well.
Yeah. I think spending habits, like we were such a disposable society. And for a brief period, like Amazon wasn't delivering, you couldn't get food, you had to go to a shop. And it was almost just this little glimpse. For me, I could be completely wrong, I didn't live through it, but it felt like this tiny glimpse of what like World War II would have been like.
Yeah.
of not you know, literally being able to queue into the shop to get milk, bread and butter.
Yeah, and but at least we can still communicate with our loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where hopefully, I mean, I genuinely hope that we are learning as a society new things. About, like you say, patience, money spending and money habits, how much we should appreciate our parents, because there does seem to be this huge divide in society between young and old, I think more politically than sort of societal. But yeah, I do hope in that sense it changes things. But in terms of business, I think it's making a lot of wedding industry businesses and suppliers realize that they have been such a crude term, but a one trick pony, and you need to actually be like a 3-4 trick pony. You need to have other revenues to, so if one falls down, you've got another one to like pump your time into.
Do you think that the economic impact is going to have do you think it's going to have any impact on the actual weddings that are coming up? Do you think people will cut back because there's not going to be so much money? Or
I'm going to say no, only because one thing that I remember being told growing up was whatever is happening with our economy or the world, there'll always be weddings and there'll always be babies and there'll always be funerals. So I always kind of grew up with this notion of like, whatever I do, eventually I've got to do those three things to have a successful, not a successful business, but a constant business. And I find it absolutely ironic that we can't have weddings and probably won't have weddings for a long time. So in that sense, it has also made me really question, like, it's made me question, do I really want to be doing weddings forever? Do I want to be relying solely on weddings?
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's just me personally. Like, I've been doing this 6 or 7 years now. So, it's time for me to start trying new things, I think.
Same.
Yeah,
that's still being Lex. Still being Lex.
Oh, still being me. Still having Fleming photos. Still. I love weddings. Please don't get me wrong. But
when it suddenly hits your income stream as suddenly and as dramatically as it has.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been hard in that sense. But I also know one thing I like about this is we're all in this together. There is no one in the industry currently making money. There's just not. And so we are all in this together. In terms of will weddings change financially, I think sadly weddings will still continue, but it won't be out of a savings pot. It will be from a credit card.
It's really sad,
and it shouldn't be that way. So I think in some sense there'll be a compromise in terms of they won't have the photo booth and they won't have the sweetie cart, but maybe they'll still have the photographer, the cake and the flowers.
Slimline weddings.
Yeah, I think that's what it will go into. I think we'll see a lot more weekday because of availability.
Do you think we'll all be a bit more creative about it? Do you think we as suppliers have become more creative?
I think we've been given this opportunity to try new things. I'm going to sort of have a little go with food photography in the next couple of weeks, which I'm quite excited about.
Nice. I'll send you some more brownies.
Yeah, oh, please do. Purely for the photography, of course.
Absolutely.
I wonder if we'll see a little bit more DIY in terms of decor and styling and favors. I wonder if people that will learn new skills will now want to give a favor to people. You don't know. There's a lot of room for interpretation, I feel like, over the next year.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Business of Cake Making. It was a bit of a mishmash of everything, but there was a lot of stuff we wanted to cover and didn't think it would go into a whole episode, so we think it's come out quite okay. If you would like to listen to more, please subscribe on your podcast listener. Please rate, review, whatever you need to do to get us more into the public eye. If there's anyone you think would really benefit from listening to us, please recommend us. You can get all the show notes on our website, www.daisycakecompany.co.uk, and follow the link for the podcast. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. Eat cake.